Leading the news, federal MPs returned to Canberra today amid renewed speculation about Prime Minister Tony Abbott's leadership. Six coalition ministers have told the ABC that a challenge is likely, no matter what happens in Saturday's Canning by-election. Two opinion polls are pointing to a 10% swing against the Liberals. At least 30 more asylum seekers, including 11 children, have drowned while trying to reach Greece by sea. It follows an earlier incident on Saturday when a rubber dinghy sank near the island of Lesbos and around 70 people were rescued. The latest tragedy happened off the island of Famagusta. Germany is to introduce temporary border controls with Austria as it struggles to cope with the flow of asylum seekers. More than 13,000 people arrived in Munich on Saturday alone. EU ministers will hold an emergency summit later today to try to come up with a solution. And in the US, thousands of people have fled from wildfires north of San Francisco. Nearly 300 buildings have been destroyed and 5,000 firefighters are currently on the front line. High temperatures and a severe drought have fueled the fires, which have been burning now for several weeks. Finally, a new report has found a link between type 2 diabetes and areas where fresh food is much harder to come by. The findings are published today in the Medical Journal of Australia. Type 2 diabetes is often the result of obesity, and the study examined why it is much more prevalent in some areas like Western Sydney.